the Christian Street Grit Band. Which is, I don't know what, I will find out for you. He's ready to grab the record off the turntable. It says the Christian Greek Street Band, Street Band. The Christian Grit Street Band. Annie Herring, fly away, little burden. You're not welcome here anymore. We do not have to be burdened down by the trials of this life because our Heavenly Father sees it all. All we have to do is take those burdens and lay them at His feet, and He'll pick them up. First of all, there comes a relationship between you and God, and there is another burden you need to assume, and that's your cross. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. That's what God said. There is a cross. It's not come fly with me and we'll live in the happy ever after. There is a cross to bear. Are you willing? Scott Ross Show, Freeville, New York, 13068. Our address, my name's Larry Black. Write to us, will you?
My name's Larry Black, and this is the Scott Ross Show. The one purpose of this program is to plant seed in your life. Seed that will then grow. Maybe somebody else will come along and water the seed. Maybe somebody else will come along and harvest it. Talked in parables about people sowing seed, about the sower that goes out, and some seed falls on stony ground and dies when the sun comes out and bleaches it. Others fell in shallow ground, and when the winds came along, it blew it away. Some fell in the thorns, and as it began to grow, it was choked by the things of life. Others fell on fertile soil, and as that seed began to grow, it brought forth 100-fold. From that seed came 100, in other words. The other thing we're trying to do is plant seed in your heart that God does love you and that Jesus Christ did die for you. That His blood, once spilt, is all that you need to accept to be forgiven of sin and cleansed. Then you can have life with the Father. You can be a part of His body, the church, the body of Jesus Christ. Not a church with walls, necessarily, although you need a body to be plugged into, and it may very well be within a four-wall structure. But the church that the Bible talks about is the body of Jesus Christ. We invite you to join that by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you got any questions, it's the Scott Ross Show, Freeville, New York, 13068. That's our address. My name is Larry Black. WNW. The Scott Ross Show, singing a new song. Barry McGuire sing.
How will the dead be brought back to life again? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. You'll find the answer in your own garden. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And when the green shoot comes up out of the seed, it's very different from the seed you first planted. For all you put into the ground is a dry little seed of wheat. Then God gives it a beautiful new body, just the kind He wants it to have. In the same way, our earthly bodies, which die and decay, are different from the bodies we shall have when we come back to life again, for they will never die. The bodies we now have embarrass us, for they become sick and die. But they will be full of glory when we come back to life again.
I got some news for you. This is Randy Stonehill. That's the title of a song. I'm Larry Black of the Scott Ross Show.
Everybody's going to the movie.
Randy Stonehill. I'm Larry Black on the Scott Ross Show. He loves you.
What do you plan to do?
go from this show, right? The love of the Father through the Son that stands there and waits to give you eternal life. Bill Cakey's album. Love can break through to you at your age where you are right now.
Like a dreamer who is trying to build a highway to the sky.
Bill Cakey and the Loving Company, and Love Broke Through. Not just the love that man gives to woman or man gives to man in a relationship way, but the love of the Father that sent his Son to die for each one of us. One supreme sacrifice that was good for a generation, and the generation after, and the generation after. It doesn't stop. His blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, covers the sins of all of us. We have but to ask for that to be appropriated for us. You see, it's already been done. All you've got to do is openly ask Jesus Christ to come and live in your life. You heard earlier on the program when Uncle Jock, Scott's uncle, 72 years old from Scotland, told you how he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. Waiting 72 years to come to the realization that you can live a life for Jesus. You listening to this program right now don't have to wait any longer. You can invite Jesus Christ into your life now. Billy Preston saw it. God's got a plan for you. See what it is and fit into it.
Why can't we be humble?
Samona Cook, and that's the way God planned it. God planned for you to have a total release from your sins because of what his Son Jesus Christ did.
There just absolutely has to be more to living than waiting to die. I think we've got the answer for that. I'll explain it to you in a minute.
There's got to be a great drop of headstone.
There's got to be more living than a waiting to die. Go rattle and drop on. There's got to be more living than a waiting to die.
There's the man, Gary S. Paxton. There has got to be more to living than waiting to die, and there is. You see, there is life after death. What did that man on the radio say? I said there is life after death. That's because our life does not end, start and end here. We have life in Jesus Christ. We have life in God. He promised us an eternity with him. Life as we know it will cease to exist when we die. But life with the Father will just begin in an eternal way. I have life with the Father right now. That life will continue in another form after this body disintegrates, because God promised me eternal life if I accepted his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what this program is. Hopefully we'll plant some seed. Somebody else will come along and water it. Somebody else will watch it grow. We want you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God's Son. You can do that by inviting Jesus Christ into your life. Our address is the Scott Ross Show, Freeville, New York, 13068. If you'd like any information or a copy of Scott Free, write that address. We'll send it to you.
Jesus Christ, stand by me. But you know what? He already is, and he already does. All you've got to do is reach out and touch him. He's waiting to touch you. This is the Pat Terry Group. My name's Larry Black.
Holy Father.
Honor. One more.
Know I love you.
Yes.
Help me love.
Sweet Baby James, James Taylor, You Got a Friend, Janie, Stand By Me, and Jesus Christ, Holy Father, Help Me Love You More. Boy, you talk about a friend. Now that's a friend.
music of Phil Keaggy. The Phil Keaggy album is called Love Broke Through.
Look no further. The solution is a relationship with God through Jesus. Don Francisco sings about that answer. I'm Larry Black. Check your ride. There's so much heavy lyric in these songs. If you're listening to them with your heart, you're going to know what you have to do.
It's been a long way to come.
Dallas Holmes.
Been a lot of trouble and heartache.
I can't
but
wait.
But there's sure been a lot of fun.
Jesus, come in.
We'll talk about live. No,
I pray right now that you didn't wait. That you did during this half hour meet Jesus Christ if you don't know him. And if you do know him, I hope this half hour made you recognize what you really have in the Lord. Do you realize you have life eternal if you've accepted God? And you have a permanent walk with Jesus Christ right now because you can live a kingdom lifestyle. He won't let go of your hand if you don't let go of his. This is Deliverance. Give it a try.
Hey.
Spanky and our gang, and I wish we'd all been ready. This is the Scott Ross Show. I'm Larry Black.
You're full of me. I'm helpless.
Lord God, how in this world do I be selfless in a world filled with selfishness? That's Gary S. Paxton. Lord, help me to be selfless. The Son. The Son of God died for you. This is Phil Keaggy. My name's Larry Black. Take me closer.